It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. And look who the cat just dragged into the studio.
How cool is this?
Hall of Famer, legendary Chicago football coach, legendary human being, Mike Ditka.
The coach.
Now I was reading something here, and I don't know what to do with it. I honestly don't know, Coach. I don't know. It says here that you have been known for many years to be involved in a lot of different businesses, right?
Pretty good.
Restaurants, wines. Hot dogs, right?
Sausages.
Oh yeah,
great.
You gotta have those now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the best.
I didn't put McDonald's out of business, did I?
No.
Not yet.
No,
I didn't think so.
Not yet.
All right.
It could happen.
Not yet.
But now, all of a sudden, this is one I didn't see coming. Mike Ditka's Prostate PM. Now, this is a product that is, it's a health and wellness product, obviously. Is it a pharmaceutical? Is it a supplement?
It's a supplement, yeah. It's not. You don't have to have to buy it through a pharmacy. You can buy it in a drugstore. I mean, it's just a supplement, yeah. And, you know, it's made by Life Extension. It has my name on it. I'm looking at this sign out here. Largest draft beer selection in Chicago. Mm-hmm. How do you know? Do you really know that's true?
You might want to check it out, just in case.
I want to ask, Coach, please.
I don't know what that it means, though. But anyway.
I want to ask you a question. Have you ever made a claim for any of the business things you've ever done? Maybe it was a little more than I thought it was
sure.
going to be.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. But anyways, it's a good product. It works for me. I tell people all the time, and you can't stop the aging process. That's just a part of life. But you can slow it down by living your life the right way, doing the right things. Now, I spent a lot of my youth doing things the wrong way.
Hmm.
But I understood one thing, that wisdom's not really wasted on the young. So when you get older, you do get smarter. And I got smarter about it. And I think I'm living a much healthier life now. I'm doing the things that I should be doing, taking care of myself. Now, that doesn't guarantee I'm going to live one day longer. I know that. You know, it is what it is. You know, some fate is not in our hands all the time. But the product is a good product. It works for me. I don't want to get up all night long and go to the bathroom.
And that's what it helps you with.
It helps me with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I can get, and I'm a professional sleeper, so I don't want to get out of that bed too soon.
Yeah, I understand the feeling. Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, they say when you get to a certain age, and I never knew what this meant until I turned 50, but you get to a certain age and you start to pee in Morse code. And I realized for guys, you do. Yeah. Women don't understand this.
And the other thing too, you know, as you get older, you know, all the things we thought were so important when we were young, all the places we thought we had to go, the people we thought we had to see, no longer important.
Not as important.
Really.
Well, what is
Let
important?
Me get into my bed.
What has become important then? What is you focus in on?
Well, my life's not very simple. I really enjoy my time in Florida because we built a golf course down there, and that's terrific. I'll enjoy my life up here when Bobolink opens again. It's been closed, so. I love golf. I mean, that's all I do. I'm not good at it. You know, I want people to understand I'm not good at the game.
How can you
But
not
I
be
enjoy
good?
It. I enjoy. I can go out there by myself. I don't need to play with anybody. Uh-huh. I feel like the greatest game ever played. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like that guy when I go. I'm going to be out on a golf course. And he's going to say, come on up here. Get out of that sand trap. I said, okay.
I've had the pleasure of playing with the coach a number of times and being around him at that place in Florida, and it is like heaven on earth.
Yeah,
they built a place that it is when you're on it's built into the Everglades, and it is not like any other golf course I've ever seen anywhere.
Well, there's no houses on it.
Yeah. No houses.
Just a golf
Are there
course.
Alligators?
Wildlife, alligators, deer, snakes, things like that. If you like, and I don't like any of that stuff. Deer don't bother me.
If you hit the ball into the trees, essentially, you approach it, and all of a sudden the floor starts to move, like the jungle floor that you're looking at starts to move, and you're like, all right, I'm gonna go over here. I'm gonna take a drop. Coach, gonna get a drop.
Give me three more balls. Will you go to the pro shop?
It is a beautiful thing. So congratulations on that. Now, all right. So When you, like, this is a very interesting thing, because your life is changing now. You're slowing down a little bit, right? You don't have to run to Bristol, Connecticut every hour
no
on
more,
the hour.
No more.
Yeah.
No.
But you're going to still do something for them, right?
I'm going to do some work for them, yeah. It's going to be from either a studio here or in Florida. I'm not going to be traveling anymore. The traveling is what got me. And actually, I was flying private, and it still got me. So I'm just telling you that it gets to be an expensive proposition for me. So, and, you know, ESPN has been great to me. Are you kidding me? They've been great to me. I mean, they tolerated me for, what, 12, 13 years probably.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very appreciative of that. And I learned a lot, and I got to do a lot of things that I probably would have never got to do. But I realize that my opinions now are different. I'm old, and they're different, and they're not going to change, unfortunately. I'm not going to be swayed by somebody saying, well, this is modern times. You have to think this way. I don't do that. I'm going to think the old way until I go, and that's just the way. It doesn't make me right, mm-hmm. but, I mean, life's about choices. You get to make yours. I get to make mine, and so we just go down the road. But people got to learn to live with the other guy's choices once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because they don't match mine, I have no problem with them. It's fine, whatever you want to do. Just don't hurt anybody doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I know you live in Florida part of the year, or
I live in Florida more than 6 months, yeah.
But you still
6 months in a day, at least.
I got to get 6 months in 2 hours.
Right. Now I understand what you're saying there.
Well, 32 minutes.
But you still care about Illinois, I would assume. And we were just talking to Mike Flannery about all the problems here in this state. And what do you make of this mess, Coach?
Well, it's unfortunate, really. It's unfortunate. And I think, you know, we got, I want to say one thing. Politicians, to me, it should be about what's best for the country, for the state, for the city. Not what's best for the party. Forget the party. Forget the Democrat. Forget the Republican. Just forget that for a while. What's best for the majority of the people? Not a special element of the people, all of the people. What's going to be work best in our state? And what's going to work best in this city? And I think we have to realize that as people. I mean, I understand, okay, well, you know, you're this or that. No, I believe in what's best for America. And I don't know what it is. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a time in America in the 30s. Well, I was born in the late 30s. In the 40s, coming out of the war, I mean, everybody was working in the mill. We worked in the mill. That's all we had. We had nothing else. My dad worked in the mill.
Mm-hmm.
We had enough to get by. We didn't have anything, but we didn't need anything because we had a family. We had friends. We had an opportunity to go to a Catholic school, which was great. Then I went to a public school, high school. I mean, it was terrific. You know, it was a good way to grow up. Got to play sports every day, baseball, football, basketball. Whatever I had to play, I played every day. And, you know, I didn't need a lot of supervision. Mm-hmm. We had it at times.
Do you think maybe you should have had more supervision now that you look back on it?
Maybe.
Well, I'm afraid if I had supervision, I'd probably be playing for the Cubs right now.
Oh! I see. Now, hold on 1 second. Don't anybody move. Mike Ditka's with us. We're going to come back. Mike Ditka's got a new product out, actually. This is very interesting. It's from Life Extension. It is Ditka Prostate PM. You take this at night, and it just kind of, it's a nutritional supplement, and it helps guys with enlarged prostates.
You can say it.
Have a little
you
bit better time. They don't have to go pee as many times in a night.
You can say it.
That's the whole idea behind this. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. That's good.
A relief. Hey, yeah. You can make that happen.
Yeah. I think that does work. All right, Coach, hold on 1 second. We'll come right back to you. And Kevin Powell's down here. He's got some questions. He's got some dating questions for you. We're trying to set him up on a date.
He needs a lot of guidance, Coach.
Yeah, I think you could help him.
You don't have any problem, Kevin.
I'm working on it, but Ro decided.
You don't have a problem.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you don't.
He's looking at
you.
I could feel the passion already. Yeah. This is like Coach Dick coaching up his players.
He looked right through you. Did you feel the lasers in his eyes go right to the back of your skull? Because that's what it's like. All right, we'll be right back. But first, Violetta Pidermedics at the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
This week on a very special Chicago's Best, check out which restaurants took the win in the battle for Chicago's Best. That's Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right, the coach is here, Mike Ditka. He's got a new product out, Ditka Prostate PM. That's, by the way, also the URL, pardon me. Mike Ditka Prostate PM.com if you'd like to order this. And the coach says that he doesn't go pee as many times at night, and that's really the important thing. I want to ask you a question, because I saw you a couple of months ago down in Florida, and you grew a beard. And I saw you, I walked onto your golf course, and I saw you sitting in a cart, and I thought, why did they let this guy on the course? Where did he come from?
Then
I realized it was you.
Yeah.
What made you decide to go with the beard?
I don't know. I decided one day not to shave. That's all. And then I think we all have an ego sometimes about the way we look, and as long as I keep it neat, and I keep it fairly neat, I trim it. You know,
looks
so
good.
It's no problem, and it doesn't smell or anything like that.
Yes, yeah,
so
it's good.
Put cologne on it, so it's okay with me. And I really don't kiss anybody, so that doesn't bother anybody.
You got sort of a Hemingway sort of feel about you now.
You know, when you get older, and I have a friend that I can't say the word on the air, but you get a case that I don't care, but you know what I mean.
There's another way of saying that.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's the other thing that we do in the middle of
it. Well, you know, you worry about what will somebody think. I don't care what they think. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It matters right now, and at this point in my life, it matters what I think. It matters the choices I make. Now, they're not going to be all right. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be all pleasant to people, but they're my choices. I got to live with them.
Now, can you help Kevin? We're trying to get him set up on this dating thing.
This guy is a good-looking dude.
He is. Yeah. I know. He's got a lot going for him.
I'm looking at the shirt. He got bulging muscles.
Right.
Come on, girls.
Muscle
get on board.
Coach.
Girls
coach.
For the girls.
Coach,
girls.
What the heck are we doing?
You ever drink this muscle milk, Coach?
Kevin, at WGN.
That's what he does.
Come, I mean, and listen, it's a date you got to have, gang.
There it is. I got Coach Ditka behind my back.
There you go. There's your promo
you,
right there, by the way, for the Kevin Powell dating game.
Hey, but you better take that prostate PM.
Right.
Start now.
Okay. All right.
Start now.
Start early.
Because you can never have.
You don't want to be interrupted.
Okay. No. Yeah.
God. Oh, no.
That's a precaution.
Yeah.
Like
there's a lot of issues there, Kev. As you get older, every once in a while, it's you know, but you know, he's too young. He's got all that energy, if you know what I mean. All right. Let's talk about the Bears here for a second.
All right.
We feel pretty good about this team this year.
Well, I'm a Bear fan. You know, I'm always going to be a Bear fan. The Bears have been my whole life, really. Coach Hallis hired me, and then he hired me to be a player. He hired me to be a coach. So, I think John's a great coach. I know he's had success. I think that he's trying to do what you got to do. You got to build the defense. You know, when we won it, you know, we had the greatest running back in the history of the game, Walter,
no
and
question.
We had Matt. We had Jimmy Mack, but our defense won it for us. You know? We know
right.
that,
yeah.
and because of that, you know, we could screw up and we could get out of it because our defense was so good. You've got to have. You probably won't have it dominating a defense, but you got to have a defense that can keep your offense. Keep the other team's offense off the field.
You like the 3-4?
Well, yes. I think the way the game's evolved, yes, I think it's the best defense to play right now. I think it lets you utilize your talent better. You can take a linebacker and you can play him a defense end, you can put him down, put him up. Buddy did the same thing when we played the 54,
yeah.
5-4 defense, and that was what he did. It was a 5-4-3. And, you know, so we move people around, and it makes it hard for the offensive blocking pant. A plan to figure out who they're going to block on a lot of occasions. So I think they're going to get better. I think and I'm saying that Minnesota's probably going to get better. Detroit, but I know Green Bay is going to get better.
Yeah,
so
that's
you know
sure.
that's what you got. I think the game is better now. I think there's more good teams now than there ever been in history of the game.
Well, Coach, and the Bears switched to the 3-4 last season, and they maybe didn't have the personnel they needed to fit in certain spots, but they've added a lot of pieces this offseason. How long does it normally take for you change a style of defense, for that to really come full circle and get the complete package together for that defense and what you envision it looking like? How long does it normally take to come together for a team?
You know what somebody told me a long time ago when I was young? If you know what defense is all about? Come here and sick 'em. If you know how to say come here and sick 'em, then you got to change. And that's what you got to get after people. You got to disrupt them. You can't let them get into a pattern of what they want to do. And now, how do you do that? Well, you jam the guys at the line of scrimmage. You have a good pass rush. Mm-hmm. You have pressure off the corner. A lot of things. You got to make the quarterback uncomfortable. You really do. And the first thing you do, you got to stop the running game. Because if you can't stop the running game, they're not going to throw it.
I want to say one thing about Jim Harbaugh for a second. You know, Jim Harbaugh's got, when you watch him, his coaching style and everything, he's got crazy eyes.
He does.
And he's got that crazy sort of thing.
The intensity.
I have a theory about this. That day that you grabbed his face mask and you pulled it in and you screamed into his ear hole like that, that you transferred some of, like, whatever that is that you have
magic.
Into him and you created whatever that is. Would you agree with that?
I'll tell you what, Jim Harbaugh is one of my all-time favorite people. He's a good coach, outstanding coach. Michigan's very fortunate.
Very.
I mean, let me tell you what, he did a good job out wherever he's been. he's a good man. He's a good coach. He is probably the most focused individual I've ever been around, to the point that when, what the hell? There's got to be something else besides. I don't think there's anything in life but football. I mean, really? I know he's got a family, but it's football. I mean, yeah. He's a football guy.
Well, he's a son of a coach,
I
too,
know
right?
He is. He's a son of a coach, and it's a football family, but he's a football guy, period.
That's what he eats, drinks.
And luckily, Mike is not. Mike is a
well-rounded
citizen of the world.
Golfer.
He's got, he's got his
sleeping
prostate.
Sleeping well. He's going to the bathroom.
Back to where
less
it should
frequently.
Be. Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Functioning properly.
Right. When he walks down the street, doesn't feel his prostate moving. It's perfect.
And it's got me. It's got me 5 more yards on my drive.
Woo! Nice job.
DipkaProstatePM.com. Coach, thank you so much for
being
with us.
Thank you.